Jesus at the Door Exercise. This exercise is taken from Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. In the Middle East in Jesus' day, and even until today, when a person dines in the home of another, from that point on, either person can ask the other for anything, anything at all. After they eat or dine together in the home, they are considered linked together like family. Jesus is offering to have this type of relationship with us, where we can ask him for anything and he can ask us for anything also. Do you want this type of relationship with Jesus? If so, let's do this exercise. Number one, everyone has a door. It is the door to the heart. It is the door you open or close to let people in or keep people out. This is your door. No one can open or close your door except you. Not even Jesus can or will open or close your door. Only you can. So close your eyes and try to feel your door. Put your hand on your heart, or some people feel maybe closer to their stomach, wherever, but put your hand where you can feel this door. And when you can feel it, move on. Point number two. Use your imagination. This is imagination being used to support what is reality. Even though you can't see it, it is reality. So use your imagination to try to see this reality. Jesus is standing at your door and knocking and calling your name. So be very quiet and calm and listen with the ears of your heart. Try to hear or feel Jesus knocking. Don't be in a hurry. He is there. He's there for everyone. There are no exceptions. You are not, and I say this kindly, but you are not an exception. He is at your door. So wait until you feel something or hear something. And hit the pause button and come back whenever you have felt or heard or sensed Jesus at your door. Now that you sense that Jesus is there knocking, question, do you want to open the door or leave it closed? Hit the pause button, and when you have decided, move forward. Number four, now that you have decided to open the door, go ahead and open it. In the eyes of your mind and of your heart, see yourself opening the door and hit the pause button and come back once the door is open. Now that the door is open, what do you see or feel? And hit the pause button and see that and soak in it and don't be in a hurry. Now that you have seen Jesus at the door, invite him into the house and you can give him a hug. You can give him a kiss on the cheek. You can do whatever you like to do whenever you welcome somebody into your house. And hit the pause button once he has entered the house. Now that he has entered the house, what do you want to say to him? Some possible responses might be, forgive me for keeping you out for so long, or I am so glad you came, you're always welcome here, or I love you, please come in and spend time with me. Whatever's on your heart, speak that to him now as he's entering your house. And hit the pause button and come back whenever he's all the way in and you're ready to sit down. Okay, now that you're in the house, ask Jesus to sit down. If you have a table, ask him to sit at the table. If you're more comfortable in a sofa or easy chair, sit wherever you are comfortable. And now have a conversation with Jesus. What would you like to talk with him about? Now hit the pause button and have a conversation. And there are no topics which are off the table. And come back after you've had a discussion. Okay, now that you and Jesus have been talking, it's time to eat together. What is your favorite dish? Picture yourself at the table, if you have a table, and if you don't, sitting it wherever you're sitting, and eating this dish with Jesus. and hit the pause button again and come back after you've had some time enjoying a meal together. And take your time. Jesus is not in a hurry, so don't be in a hurry either. And you can do this in any order. You could have conversation and then eat, or you can eat and then have conversation, but you're doing both. Jesus, at some point after conversation and eating, he says to you, "Is there anything you would like to ask from me?" Again, nothing is off the table. So go ahead and talk to Jesus and tell him what you would like to ask him for, and hit the pause button and come back after you've had that conversation with him. Now that you've asked him for whatever you want, now it is time to listen. Be very quiet. And again, use the ears of your heart and listen to what he is saying to you. And sit quietly and listen. And again, there is no hurry. Hit the pause button and come back whenever you've heard from Jesus. Okay, that's the end of the exercise, and hopefully you have had a good conversation and you've been able to talk with Jesus and tell him what you would like. And maybe this was the first time you've ever invited him in. And if you can do this with other friends too, who don't know how to invite Jesus in, this is a good way to invite him in for the first time. And if you've done this many times before, that's good. You can do this as often as you want. And thank Jesus. Thank him that he came to your door. He's always coming to your door, and he always has time and desire to spend with you. So repeat this exercise often. You can do it in groups, or you can do it individually. God bless you.